Hi, this is Jesse from Last Stop This Song, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Danny Aubry. A bus crash killed at least 53 in Guatemala City early Monday morning. According to Guatemalan officials, footage indicates that the bus fell off a bridge and into a river of sewage after colliding with two other vehicles. The Guatemala City Fire Department stated that the accident may have been caused by a mechanical failure of the bus. However, the investigation remains ongoing. Guatemalan President Bernardo Arevalo declared a day of national mourning and said he stands in solidarity with the families of the victims. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appeared in a Tel Aviv courtroom on Monday for his ongoing trial of alleged corruption. He is accused of accepting tens of thousands of dollars worth of bribes from a Hollywood producer in exchange for assistance with business interests. He is also accused of promoting advantageous regulations for media outlets in order to provide him and his family with favorable coverage. Netanyahu denied all allegations, stating that a biased system is looking to end his lengthy rule as prime minister. He is the first sitting Israeli leader to testify as a criminal defendant. The death of two students living in residences at McGill has renewed calls for the university to reinstate its Floor Fellows program, which it cut last September. The program had upper-year students live in residence alongside first-years to offer supervision and support. Although the position of Floor Fellow was originally unpaid, unionization and successful strikes raised their wages to $15 an hour in 2024. The cut saved McGill $165,000 in labor costs. The administration said that the move was part of a broader initiative to optimize resources and that other resources, like the Student Wellness Hub and the Office of the Dean of Students, provided similar support. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
For a while. right next to you.
Die With a Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars.
All right, well, welcome back. You're listening to Hitting All the Bases live on CJLO 1690 AM or online at CJLO.com. We are not coming to you live from the Loyola campus today. We're at Suspicious Fish here in Verdun doing a fun little community segment. I don't know if you guys caught the first half of the hour. Alex from Ashes to Ashes was hosting that one. We talked about cats and music and a bunch of other interesting things in the first hour. And I think we're going to kick off this hour with, I believe our three special guests have a karaoke performance for us.
Yeah, karaoke performance. I'm pretty excited. yeah, is it going to happen? I think, yeah, join us on air. Join us on air. Say that again.
I don't know what's the song.
Oh, okay. But these guys know the song.
Yeah, we'll
do a little bit of this song, and then maybe we'll talk about drop the mic.
Sound check.
We're gonna do. What song did you guys want to do?
Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen. Do we all know the song?
I don't really want to sing that song.
You don't really want to sing the song.
Yeah. How about we do What My Other Wants or something?
You don't have a song choice? No idea. Okay.
We could do APT. Or maybe Baby?
No, not Baby.
Did
no.
you guys like singing Sweet Dreams? Was this part of the
Sweet Dreams?
I really like the Eurythmics and the other ones. So, okay, what about the Beatles?
Beatles songs?
The Beatles, maybe Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
Help.
We don't know that. Actually.
We don't know that one.
Help, baby.
The song? No. Okay. What's the song that you guys know?
Dancing Queen.
Let me see what's in my list of suspicious.
Dancing Queen. That's a good one, but we don't all know that one. I don't think. You know it.
I know it. James
you don't
knows
know
it.
It. Well, let's try and find something that all three of you guys.
Yeah, like me and James probably know something that you know. So why don't you recommend something?
Yeah, Mael, do you have any recommendations?
I don't really know all the lyrics. And Sigma Sigma Boy is pretty much all Russian.
It's in Spanish. There's a place where it's in Spanish. I don't know how to do that part.
No, it's in Russian.
It's like too difficult to say, but the other words is like so.
It's in Russian.
Are we talking about the same song?
Yeah, it was. I think we were talking about Sigma Boy.
Yeah.
Anyways,
how would I? What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna maybe test out some songs, and we'll see if I'm gonna pitch some songs, and you tell me if you know them. How about
okay.
that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sounds good.
Now find a gentleman and open up the doors.
I don't even know this song.
We don't know
Me
this song.
Too. I know it's by the Beatles, but like I can't sing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
How about ABBA?
Sergeant Pepper's?
ABBA.
Oh yeah.
That was Dancing Queen, right? That's what it's called?
Oh, that's Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. Oh my God. Sorry, guys. So sorry. That was Dancing Queen by ABBA, performed by James Mamma Mia. I said Dancing Queen again. Oh my gosh. You caught me. Thank you so much. That was Mamma Mia by ABBA, performed by James, and it's Lucy, right?
Yeah.
James and Lucy. All right, should we try and find a round of applause? Yes, round of applause for you guys.
Thank you. I know, right?
That was great. Do we want to find another song that all three of you guys know?
Yes. Or
do we?
Justin Bieber, because I think Mayel knows.
Stay.
I think she knows.
Do you know Stay?
Okay.
No.
And what do you mean, baby, and let me love you?
Okay.
I don't know. I only know baby.
We did baby earlier.
Baby. So. Yeah.
Maybe we can try and find a different song. Mayel, what are some songs that you like to listen to?
How about
what's the song?
I know how to sing
the lyrics of one, and it's really short and sort of funny.
What song is it?
James, what song is it? Like, We don't care if it's funny. Just tell us the song name.
Somebody once told me the world was macaroni. Oh,
that's a good one.
What about the duck song?
The Shrek, it's in the Shrek movie.
Yeah, no, it's not. The tune's from the Shrek movie, and they changed it to different lyrics.
Yeah? No? Some All Stars. Oh, they've changed. Yeah.
Once told me the world was macaroni. And
I took a bite out of a tree.
I know this song. It existed when I was a kid. I know this remix.
Is this in Trek?
I think it is.
No, the tune is from Trek, and then somebody redid the lyrics.
Yeah, like the musical part is in Trek. It's a Smash Mouth.
Somebody once told me the world was macaroni, so I took a bite out of a tree. It tasted kind of funny, so I spat it on a bunny, and the bunny started cursing at me.
That was a different version when I was...
Somebody once told me the world was macaroni, so I took a bite out of a tree. It tasted kind of funny, so I spat it on a bunny, and the bunny started cursing at me. 1,000 years later, the bunny was Darth Vader, and he threw his lightsaber at me. It missed me by a meter, and then hit Justin Bieber, and now I need a new pair of undies.
Baby, okay, baby, that's a different version from the one that I knew as a kid, but it's similar. It's just been updated. It's just been revamped. Should we...
Vandalized.
Should we... I don't know. Yeah, vandalized. We can go with vandalized because the version that I know technically has been vandalized, I guess. Should we play another song or chat or find another song to... Find another song that we do know? That all three of you know. Okay, so how...
I can, like, kind of, like... Yeah. I can work with anything as long as, like, I have the lyrics. And
that's true, but we want to find something that everyone's heard at least. How about we... Yeah, there we go.
I heard Melody but not the song.
You've heard it before, but we don't know the words. Okay.
Can we sing it like as an animal so we don't have to know the words? We can just make the sounds? Like,
no. Sure? Definitely not happening. No.
No. Why?
It's
too mature.
No.
It's
just...
That's okay. Yeah. I listened to the radio a lot when I was a kid. That's probably why I ended up here talking on the radio, because we listen to a lot of music. But it's okay. You don't have to listen to the radio.
Sort of like the Beat 92.5.
Well, I actually grew up listening to Rock 95 in my dad's pickup truck while we were driving to the cottage. My dad's listening right now, so he'll know what I'm talking about. But we listened to Moose FM and Rock 95, and then
like Channel 5, like. Now it's like Channel 5 every time.
Like the radio station here?
Sometimes it's that like on Channel 5. Welcome to Channel 5. This is to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you guys do your own Channel 5 right now? What can we do the news right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, why don't we go to each anchor separately, okay?
Do you want me to start and give you an example of what I do when I start my show, and then you guys can do your own anchors? All right. When I start my show, I go, good evening, you're listening to Hitting All the Bases live on CJLO 1690 AM or online at CJLO.com. I'm your host, Sam. That's what I say. Who wants to go first?
I can go first.
Let's start with Mayel, okay. And then we'll go this way, okay?
At Channel 5, there's been a crashing to a tower of pigeons.
Tower of pigeons.
Yep. Of falling down the sky with pigs climbing everywhere of the wall.
Pigeons and pigs are taking over, is what it sounds like on Channel 5.
Are the pigs flying? Because my friend made a podcast about pigs flying.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We don't know if the pigs are flying, but in Channel 5, the pigeons are falling and the pigs are climbing. Yep. All right, we're going to go to James. James, what's the news from you?
There's a dinosaur.
There's a dinosaur? What channel are you on, James?
I don't know. Channel 6?
5.
Channel 6? We're unsure whether James is on Channel 5 or Channel 6, but he's somewhere in between. He's on both. Yeah, dual stream. And we've got dinosaurs from James. Anything else?
For some reason, they're breaking down the poutine place and eating all the poutine.
The dinosaurs have good taste, clearly. Anything else?
It's just that they're eating the tables, too.
Okay, so we've strayed away from the food, and the dinosaurs are eating the tables as well. That's all from James. And up next, we have Lucy.
Coming live on Channel 5, live, like I said before. Yeah, anyways, Lulu and Abacasa are yet again stealing more candy. After a while, people just get used to it, but remember, keep your candy in banks and lock them up because Lulu and Abacasa are out to get you.
We have some candy thieves as well. So we've got pigeons and pigs and dinosaurs and candy thieves.
Yeah, yeah.
Seems things are very eventful on Channel 5 and Channel 6 tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we have a lot of things going around and, like, the weather is, like...
Yeah, let's get a weather update, please.
The weather is, like, really snowy and it's, like... It's snowing cats and dogs.
Snowing cats and dogs. I can vouch for that. I see the cats and dogs falling as well.
Yep. And what's bad is cats have a secret base. There's cats attacking humans by the magazine. It's that dangerous. I say stay in home and don't get out.
So the cats are attacking, and we've been advised by Mael to stay at home because the cats are coming for us. It's a takeover.
And it's really dangerous because they have, like, in the mouth, big balls, and when they throw, it's like fireballs.
Oh, we've got fire-breathing cats.
Yep.
This must be a new breed. Yeah.
They're cooking poutine with the dinosaurs.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. On Channel 6.
Okay.
Here we go back to Channel 6.
Channel 7.
Oh, we're on Channel 7 now. What do we have to say from Channel 7?
Okay, Channel 7.
There are chickens eating chicken wings.
Oh my gosh, no!
Chickens eating chicken wings?
I don't think they know they're cannibals.
Oh no. Walk it back.
Okay, so
let's go on something positive.
Yeah. What is positive?
That's a very good question. Positive is anything that makes you feel good and puts a smile on your face.
Palestine ceasefire?
Great.
That's a very good positive thing, and I think they probably touched on that on the news, but thank you for reminding everybody about that. We appreciate that on my show. I talk about it a lot, actually. What else can we say, Mael? Do you have something positive to say?
Positive.
Animals are starting to liking animals, but it's a little bit scary because they fall in love with you.
Whoa, what?
Because the animals follow you and then they fall in love with you.
Oh, yes.
Are you talking about like when animals imprint on humans, like when they're babies? Yeah. So it's a little bit different than falling in love, but yeah, the animals...
you're good.
Animals, like, don't know where their parents are, and they see a human, and they think the human is their parents, and then they'll, like, follow them. So, like, a baby duck might... Did that ever happen to you?
No, but the cat already did that.
The cat... You think your cat imprinted on you?
Yeah, because one time I was just walking, he was just following me, I was like, hi, Maurice, and he was like... Because first we thought it was a girl.
Closer.
No, I said Mimi every time, and he was like, It was so cute, just funny.
Mael, maybe you can say that a bit louder.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just more funny, and I say that's why I choose this podcast. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Oh, I have tuning out urgent thing
from Channel 5, going back to Channel 7 and 6.
I think Homer Simpson just joined the chickens eating chicken wings with drinks.
All right. Well, thank you for letting us know. I think we're going to go. We're going to cut to some music, and then we'll pick up with you guys afterwards, okay?
Okay.
Something about this outrageous man became louder and louder.
coming to the end of our time here at our second live suspicious fish situation. What would you call this? A show?
Yeah, no. A radio, a podcast. Yeah.
Like, well, radio show, because podcast is different. Yeah. You need a microphone. Where's your microphone? I think you're sitting on it, maybe.
Drop
sorry
the
to
mic.
Yeah, you're sitting on it.
Oh, yeah, you were sitting on it. Sorry, oh, my God.
Mayel has joined the chat.
Okay.
Yeah. The live show.
The title should be, like, talking about songs and activity.
The title should be songs and activities, or we should name some songs and activities we did. Like Moonwalk, Rasputin. Yeah. Talking about cats,
like different chapters of the podcast.
Things do you like? That's all.
Oh, okay.
And can I say something? Wasn't this podcast supposed to be about pop?
The live show? Pop. Well, we did talk about pop. We talked a lot about different pop music that we like.
A lot about cats, which isn't bad.
Cats and pop music, I think, go hand in hand or paw
in paw,
really,
they're
right?
Besties.
Like,
Wildly
loved.
Yeah,
both. Pop.
Verdun, so it's on brand, Miles' mom pointed out. Cats are on brand
and
in Verdun.
Cat.
There's Cafe Cat. We're right next to Cafe Cat. We're doing a shout out to Cafe Cat, which, you know, sorry, Gary. So anyways, James, it sounded like you wanted to say something.
It's just that I thought this was about pop music.
Yeah, well,
it's about cats.
Well, it's about both.
Yeah,
you can bring
both.
It back in to pop music.
And dinosaurs.
What kind of pop music do you think dinosaurs listen to? I bet you would come up with some good jokes. What kind of music?
Yeah, go ahead.
Who lets the dogs out? I like that one.
That's the funniest, crazy one.
Let the dogs out.
It's a good one.
Yeah, that one's the funniest.
What kind of music do you think dinosaur? Can we make up some dinosaur pop music jokes?
Maybe some jokes. Yeah, like I have fun.
Yeah, let's hear.
Why did the dinosaur cross the road?
Why?
Because he wanted to get to the other side.
True. Okay.
Yeah. Why did the dinosaur cross the road?
Why?
Because he was running away from the dentist.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
No. Nobody likes dentists.
True. Fact. Yes.
Why do you think dinosaur is can have horns to defend themselves and protect themselves? Who means they protect every time something. Who is really each who they are because they needed to defend, but why? The question is because they want to defend herself.
Okay, fair.
We have a lot of dad jokes here.
Yeah, because we have a lot of dads here? Or just your dad? Or
there's two, two.
Okay, well, anyways, we'll do it. Dad count later. Okay, so what kind of music does a triceratops? I don't know. I'm just making up jokes
dinosaur
on the spot. Yeah. What's a pun we can do with dinosaur for music?
I have a joke.
What about T-Rock?
T-Rocks. can we do a joke about dinosaurs? Me and Lucy know it. Lucy,
you're so old, the telephone.
Okay, so basically, we saw this video, and this one person, this mom was telling her kids, we didn't have phones like you did when we were littler. And then the oldest child said, yeah, but you had other cool things. And then the mom was like what? And the child was like dinosaurs.
Burn.
Snap.
That was good. That was a good joke. That was good. We have some laughing in the room to the joke.
Ha 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 ha.
Do we have another joke?
There's another joke. Just it's not exactly
dinosaurs.
This grandma was on the side of the road, and she asked this person, "Were you?"
She asked Voldemort.
Yeah, Baltimore. That's
what you born on the highway?
And then
Baltimore said no. Why? No.
Why? And then she said, oh, that's just where most accidents happen.
Okay, back to positive.
Whoa. Yeah, not a very positive joke, but I've been thinking of genre dinosaur puns, and can you guess what genre a velociraptor would listen to?
Dinosaurs.
Yeah. Rap. Yeah. that's what I got so far. That's it.
Let's just search up dinosaur jokes on the internet.
I have something that's not like a joke. It's really funny. It's like I made this, but Voldemort says this to Harry Potter. Do you know who killed your parents? He's like, no. And then after him was like, me. And then he's like, ah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in meme form.
Yeah, that was really funny. Like,
how is that funny? You're talking about dead people.
Because how he screamed is like really funny.
No.
You got some dinosaur jokes. Do you have one? You're good. Okay. I also was thinking about velociraptors, but it was hard for me to. Oh wait. Okay. What dinosaur? This isn't really. Anyways, what dinosaur falls the most? Eh? No, actually, it doesn't really work. Okay, never mind. You guys know that I have a problem sometimes telling jokes that are concise.
Okay. Oh, remember the paper joke?
Yes, I do. Okay, that's why we're not doing
this. Oh, God.
I'll just say that I did that a second time, and people thought it was more funny the second time I did it. Oh, wow. Did it again. No, I did it. We're going to.
Yeah.
It's banned. I've been banned. As a comedian, it's fine. Okay, who makes the best prehistoric reptile clothes? A dinosaur sewer. A dino. You have to see my mouth. Sewer, because he's sewing. Dinosaur.
Yeah, okay, I have a joke that is
a dad joke. Okay, fine.
I have another sort of dad joke that I made up.
Yeah.
Not very funny.
What's a dinosaur's favorite sport? A raptor's favorite sport.
Basketball.
Right.
The Toronto Raptors.
I like it. What did the dinosaur
That's
call?
That's kind of just a fact. James.
What did the dinosaur call her blouse business?
T-Rex?
Try Sarah's tops.
Wow, the internet's not very good at like coming up with. I'm
trying Sarah's tops. Okay, this one's right off the top of my head. Okay, it's a Cam original. So why did the dino go to the doctor?
Why?
Because,
hiccups.
He, definitely didn't have any vaccines.
No,
he's too old.
No, because it's dinosaur. Because he's dinosaur. Okay. Wait. I actually have something for this, which is, just so everybody can hear it.
What is it falling every time?
I like to have it on the top of my head, like this.
Okay.
So that will hold it up.
Okay. I have a joke.
Yeah, what's your joke?
About dinosaurs.
Yes.
What is the favorite thing to do for dinosaurs?
What is it?
T-Rex?
To
eat vegetables?
To just slide the mountain without. And he got his shoes, his hat, and his neck warmer. That's the thing.
That's a weird joke. Okay. Yeah, I didn't understand that, but that's fine.
All right. We're gonna move on from the dinosaur jokes because you guys gotta go home. But rapid fire, I'm gonna give you a few seconds to think about this. I want you guys to leave me with your favorite song of the moment. So you're gonna think, and it's not your favorite song of all time. It's just something that you like listening to right now, a song, okay? And then people can listen to it at home. All right? Or maybe I'll play it later on. We'll see. Maybe I'll play it afterwards. Are we ready to start? Yes. Rapid fire. Quick. Yes. Just want to hear the song, okay?
Wait, I need some.
Just, you can hold it to the microphone and you can say what your favorite song is right now.
I need to say now.
Yeah, say now.
It
say
is
now.
Justin
Three,
Bieber,
two,
baby.
One,
Justin Bieber by James. Baby is your favorite right now.
James, go.
When the dog walked up to the,
to the lemonade stand. That's a good one, too.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, APT,
mm-hmm.
Die with a Smile.
All right. Okay.
Okay, what?
That was good. Thank you so much for your guys' favorite songs, and thank you so
and
much for
my boy.
For joining us here at Suspicious Fish. We've had Mile, James, and Lucy, and we will catch you guys a little bit later.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
I heard the sound of drums, don't know where they were from, whatever it was. بلغوني بلغوني لما المدام تتفضل بكره جبلك بكره جبلك خاتم ذهب مش فضة فهموني اللي خلى المدام تتأخر وافتحوا المينا للباب ورجاي من حضن الغربة اه يا سيدي العين عليها وجيبوها عليا اه يا سيدي العين عليها وجيبوها عليا بالإحساس فتحت في قلبي ميت حساب
ميت حساب
ما ببدلها بالألماس
بالألماس
عشان مشاعرها بيوت إحساس افتحوا المينا للبابور جاي من حضن الغرباء اح يا سيد العين عليها وجيبوها عليا اح يا سيد العين عليها وجيبوها عليا ممكن اقدر ابعد عنها لو حتى ثواني وافتحوا المينا للبابور جاي من حضن الغربة اح يا سيد العين عليها وجيبوها عليا اح يا سيد العين عليها وجيبوها عليا
Thank you. every day or night. And my baby, he be on it. He be on it, on it, on it. He be on it, on it. Water of my life, essence of my tribe. Never know love is true. Yes, I do know I'm blessed. One is three with you. I can't believe my, no, I can't believe my eyes. That you were meant to be mine is true. I know that one plus one is three with you.
Good evening. You're listening to Hitting All the Bases live on CJLO 1690 AM or online at CJLO.com. We're coming to you live from Suspicious Fish. We had our special guest, and now I'm just going to break down quickly those songs that we listened to. We started with Saint Laurent's newest release, which is called was Zira. It was released January 34th. 34th is not a day of the month. January 31st, 2025. And then we listened to One Plus One by Nika, I think is how you pronounce her name. Nikia, Nika. It's Saint Laurent's girlfriend as well, but they both make music really good. Warza is apparently about his girlfriend. And then we finished that out with Lady Gaga's newest release, which she literally dropped like at the Grammys. Abracadabra, old Gaga is back. And currently we're listening to the Say My Name remix by Florence and the Machine and Morgan Seatree. That is it for me. Thank you so much, everybody. And I will catch you guys next week, and we will be back to our regular scheduled programming.